You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 162.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hi, and welcome to the second episode in the Standout Workshop series. I am recapping what we are going over in the Standout Workshop. So this is a little recap of day two. Yesterday on the episode I released, we talked about your positioning and figuring out what sets you apart and why that's so important. When you figure out what sets you apart and you really, really get to know your people so you can figure out how to serve them, that's when you can really start to move forward on your blog and your business. And I just want to talk about something that I've been saying a lot to the people who are in the Standout Workshop. None of this is about perfection. It's about figuring out how to make a plan to move forward in a strategic way so you can set yourself apart and build your awareness for you and your business. You can't focus on where you're getting stuck or what's holding you back, because if you try and focus on perfection, that's only procrastination. So figure out what sets you apart, figure out who your audience is made up of, figure out what they're struggling with, and find out how to connect with them. So the first thing you're going to want to do, which we talked about on day one yesterday, after you figure out your positioning and you have an understanding of your audience, and again, you can do this by making phone calls, surveys, or just going where your audience is and listening to what they're struggling about. Then you need to work on your messaging. So that is all about what day two of the Standout Workshop is about, really refining your messaging and your story. Your messaging reflects that you understand what your people are going through. It shows that you get them, you understand them, and that you are the one that can help them through their struggle. It shows when you have great messaging that you connect with your audience and you will help them see themselves in your writing. So how do you figure out your messaging? Well, it really comes from having conversations with your ideal audience. We have this little tagline in my blogger to business community, like, they're humans too. And I forget who was the one who actually put it like that. But I'm always saying there are people too. Like, we don't just sit behind the computer screen. So someone in my group put it like, they're humans too. And it's so true. You have to have conversations with your people. You have to have conversations with your community. Ask them to get on the phone. Once you do that, your messaging will become so much more clear because you can use what they've said in your conversations. So two things for you to do today. Find a human to have a conversation with. And if you don't know anyone that is your ideal audience, and just start talking to people. Start putting yourself out there, and really then you can figure out how to narrow down your audience. And it really, again, is not about perfection. Go with your gut, figure out who you want to work with, and then try and go to those places where those people are. So the first thing is find a human to have a conversation with. And the second thing is write down your story and incorporate it into your writing and blog or sales pages. So on the next episode, tomorrow I will release it. We'll be talking about the three things you have to build and show to really, really build your business. So again, yesterday I told you about the preview videos. This Standout Workshop is completely closed, but you can see a glimpse of what we did. There's four preview videos. And if you go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/preview, you can access those videos there. And I know that they'll be super useful to you. So I hope you're enjoying this series. You can come over to the Blissful Bites community on Facebook and tell us how it's going for you. But really, really, truly make the time to do this in your business and watch the preview videos. You'll start to see growth once you figure out what your positioning is, figure out what your audience struggles with, and really write down your story and work on your messaging. So until tomorrow, I hope you take time to stop today and work on these things. I know this isn't as fun as content development, but I promise you it is it is even more important. So go to NicoleCulverblog.com/preview, get the videos, and I will see you in the Facebook group.
You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.